got Giant Shock, Nactar, Kuda.
Groovy! I know we're on the game. You game. Finish him.
Finish him. Finish him. Everybody, guess who's back again? Little late, am I right? Sorry about last week, we just couldn't get it together.
A lot of dental appointments, doctor appointments.
Emergency, man, I got my tooth pulled, it sucked. Anyway, A-Squad's back. We've got a bunch of news, two quizzes, we're all backed up. It's going to be awesome. I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. With me, Giant Shock.
Sin Shaddy.
Also, show regular, Victor Belmont.
Oh, you know it.
And new to the show, Novus Redemptor and Max Barracuda.
Shut up.
You know, I was going to say my name was kind of like blanked out during the intro there. You got Max Barracuda, Giant Shock, and then cuts right to the next thing. And you fucked it up.
Oh, are you not in it?
No, you paused it. You paused it at the wrong time.
Oh, my bad.
Nothing.
So,
he just deaded your name.
What do you guys play? Why don't we introduce yourselves? Novus?
Don't you have a button?
I thought there was going to be
I thought I was waiting for a sound bite.
That was a cue for a sound clip right
so there. Gave us all the look, was about to press the button. He's like, well, are you guys going to say
Are you guys both Xbox guys or what are you? You're not Wii U guys, are you?
I'm a Wii U guy.
All right.
Wii boo.
No, I actually, I didn't want to get you guys butthurt, so I gave you guys awesome intros. Guess who's back? I've been bored all week.
Max Barracuda.
Hell yeah.
Back. And of course, Novus Redemptor. Let's go on to what's new.
What a dick.
There's no songs that have Novus or Redemptor.
No, there's not.
I will make my own IDs from now on. Fuck.
What are we playing, man? What are we playing? Full house, man. Five people, huh?
I'll start off, I guess.
Yeah, I've been playing a ton.
Do you want to start off?
No.
I just finally plugged in my PS4 and I played, I just picked up The Show 14, man. A lot of
what kind of show?
MLB The Show.
I know.
Sorry. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty intense. Like the stadium is. Look, the graphics are pretty insane. The gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of really confusing because I've been playing the 2K game for a long time. And
is it boring like real baseball? Like the more realistic it gets, boring it's going to be.
It captures. The long part with boring.
Nice.
And cool. No, but it is fun. But you know what it is? It's the only one out there, so there's no other real like competitor for it. So I'm kind of bummed. I like the other one better, but I'm getting to learn to play this one. But the graphics are pretty intense. Like as far as you know, the older games where it was basically like you saw the stands and there's like you know 20 models for every body in the stands. It's not like that anymore.
So let me ask you. Would you recommend it to?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, obviously, if you like baseball, I mean, that's literally your only option. So yeah, go pick it up. But I haven't really played it too much yet. We've played a couple of exhibition games, and I'm gonna start the actual bringing my guy up from the minors part, and I'm creating my character. Plus, this is the first game you ever put in multiplayer. Just play all the farm teams too, so you can play like the AAA and the AA teams as well as the Major League Ball Club.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, you get to all the little parks and stuff across the country. It really has a lot of parks in it.
All right.
So it's pretty cool.
That is cool. No, but so what are you playing?
I finished up Viking, which is a game that I've had for a long time. I've been working on trying to finish a bunch of games this year. So Viking was the first one.
Let me get you a little something. I feel bad. Welcome back. All right.
F you. Been playing Super Mario Brothers U. Final Fantasy 13, the same old kind of thing. But I did start playing...
Same old play set. But I've been playing... About.
I've been playing some PC lately because I have a couple of friends who've been pushing me to do it. So Team Fortress 2 and No Room in Hell, which is like a zombie first-person quote-unquote shooter. It's another zombie game out there.
You're playing on Steam, right? Team Fortress?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that Steam game, the Kickstarter one?
Which one's that?
Well, I'll talk about it in the news.
Okay. But aside from that, that's pretty much it.
Hey, Max, what have you been doing?
Not too much, to be honest, with the past few weeks of
horrendous situations, but got some Titanfall time in.
Okay.
With some buddies of mine. And I just got a free download of a game that Shock had recommended on an episode I wasn't on, The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, it's free this week from IGN.
Son of a bitch!
Through Igan.
Yeah, on your Apple device only, though.
Yeah, Igan.com.
You can play it on your phone, yeah.
I'm playing it on my my iPad.
Titanfall you got for 360?
No, I played it with a friend.
Oh, okay.
I go and give him this like sweet plug, and then I make it free for everyone but me.
Mm-hmm.
It's messed up. They didn't even shoot me anything.
Well, I got Octodad for free. No,
no way.
I'm about to download that this week.
Victor, I know you got a lot of things going on at your house, right?
I've been playing a lot of Plants vs. Zombies Garden War.
He got an Xbox One.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. A lot of Titanfall. I started playing Dead Rising 3, but I lost my account. I'm trying to get it back, so I don't want to play too far.
Dead Rising 3 is pretty fun, just to go kill zombies.
I heard the psychopaths in this one are like crazy.
I never fight.
It's all right. It's the same game.
Though. I never fight any of those people. I just mess with the zombies.
I give it one of these.
It's a great sound.
Give it the old notes.
The Redemptor, if you will.
But Plants vs. Zombies, man. I didn't have as much time with you as it, but it looked fun.
Oh, I just keep unlocking costume after costume. There's got to be like 60, 70 costumes.
Cool.
For each unit?
Like
is it all the units from the...
It's like, yeah, the pea shooter and the cactus.
Sunflower.
The zombie. The one that rides the jackhammer. They're all different. It's pretty fun.
Because I love traditional Plants vs. Zombies. So yeah. That mixed with Gears of War sounds awesome.
Well, I mean, you have... Just the sound of the game. Just like when you're playing it, you can't be sad. It's just ridiculous.
It's like...
the bright colors, the sound.
Like, yeah. Gotham City Imposters was a lot of fun, too. Like that.
I never actually tried that one.
It's fun.
No, that was free recently, too.
Was it?
I think so. I'm not
sure. Son of a bitch! We give out these plugs, and they hook us up with nothing!
Are you kidding me, Egan? Anyway.
That was PlayStation Network.
I'm playing Spider-Man 2. On my Xbox One, believe it or not.
The Amazing Spider-Man
2? The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I'm loving it. I can see where, if you weren't a diehard Spider-Man fan, then...
I've heard glitchy. Is it glitchy?
Yeah, it's glitchy.
Every time I go on Reddit and look at like pictures from it, it's Spider-Man stuck in the wall.
It's glitchy. It's clunky, is what it is. I wouldn't say it's glitchy.
My spider senses are bothering me.
Yeah.
That's not his quote.
The problem with the Spider-Man
games... I'm having a seizure. No.
All the Spider-Man games do that at some point because of the way he interacts with the walls and the ceiling. Every one of them, you get stuck in something.
You can tell where it's like a soft Arkham game. Like, you know, there are times where you can sneak up on somebody and whatnot, but, like, it's never that hard because you can stick to anything and you can lower yourself down from anything. But the swing mechanics, which is what I always loved about the Spider-Man games, is different now. The left trigger does your left hand, the right trigger does your right, and you really have to get the cadence down to swing through the city or you're going to look the fool. And it's you do. If you get two lefts in a row, you're smashing into a wall in front of all of New York. They did a really good job with the storyline, though. I gotta say, once again, Uncle Ben dies.
Again.
Even in a sequel?
How many times
I gotta
watch this guy die?
That's what I'm saying. Even in the sequel, we know it.
They love this origin.
But, spoiler alert, I'll try and keep it within a minute, so fast forward to a minute. Within 5 minutes of the game, you find the guy you hunt down the guy who killed Uncle Ben. After a year of being Spider-Man, so you don't have to go through that awkward shit, and he's murdered. And the initials CK are spelled in blood, which is a much darker tone to the Spider-Man games that I ever saw before. I know who it is. Most fans of the series will know the initials CK, but... Alright, spoiler alert over.
Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch.
Calvin Klein. A.K.A. Marty McFly. It's a good game, though.
Captain
it's a good game.
Caveman.
It's not Arkham, but
Captain
it's,
Kangaroo.
It's,
few things
it's
are.
Good enough.
Few right. things are.
What is? It's good. It's fun. You get a lot of different costumes. It is what it is. The only problem with it right now is it's not available till June 1st for Xbox One on disc, so I couldn't wait, so I bought it on download, and I'm stuck with it being $60 for the rest of my life. I'm never going to get money back for it. Kind of sucks.
I have a feeling that the only reason you're really excited for it and you're enjoying it is because it's the only game you've played for Xbox One.
Yeah, no, that's totally why. That's definitely why. I could have played it on anything at this point. But it's fun. It's actually, you guys have no idea what it's like after months to come home and want to play my system. It's literally so been good.
It's like 6 months now. We're coming up on 6 months, and this is the first time.
Yeah, I've had that one little tiny little fire with Titanfall, but
three of the new systems are kind of
meh.
Like,
yeah.
I literally had the PS4 up until this week up in my room. Like,
hey, dude, I hate on... Nobody hates on the Wii U more than me, but at least they got the fucking games. I mean, you know? Am I right?
As long as you like Mario games,
they're shitty games, but they're there, I guess.
Well, you know, I like the games.
I was discussing it with somebody today, and just a brief discussion. They couldn't have progressed. What, are you going to make Mario more realistic or Zelda? That would be
a gritty reboot.
Creepy.
Just Bob Hoskins after a while.
Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, no.
Just a real strong-ass plumber walking down kicking turtles in the road and stuff. That's not fun.
It'd be kind of fun.
I would play that.
I mean, like, I would play Turtle Kicker, too, but, I mean, like, it wouldn't be as epic. You couldn't make him your spokesperson anymore.
It was just like a regular Italian dude.
Right.
Right. No, you should make it kind of like retarded. There should be like a level like the Jersey Shore Mario. He's got the blowout and the fucking...
Or it looks like Carl. What just happened?
We're talking about the Jersey Shore blowout. Mario was like, that's a me.
It's like the Kool-Aid guy.
All right, man. So I got a lot of news. So let's start hitting the news. I'm all backed up. So.
News team assemble!
Good news, everyone. Bad news, everyone.
Take me away. I don't mind.
Have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square.
All right, two little updates for stories we've already done. First off, guess which Kickstarter completed its campaign?
Shaq Fu 2.
Saw that.
Oh, goody.
Is coming back. And it's going to be on consoles.
Why?
And computer. I'm definitely buying it. So
Wait. You're going to pay a value of money for that game? Like anything?
He's been secretly contributing to the Kickstarter.
$60.
It's going to be a good game. We're going to try our hardest. We're going to hit the boards hard.
Not going to fool it up.
Yeah,
we're going to fool it up. You know what happened, though? It's absolute garbage.
No, that game is happening, and it's going to be good. And you guys are going to all be
eating. The last day before the Kickstarter ended, he went on the site, saw that it was way behind schedule, and said, oh shit, maybe I should put some of my own money.
He sold one sneaker and covered the entire production of the game.
Exactly.
No. Well, the highest bidder did spend $35,000. And
because they're in
was it Shaq?
I was about to say
no, it wasn't. It was some rich dude. I don't know, but it was. I mean, Shaq was giving out deals. Remember that you could play a one-on-one game. You could
Anthony Hardaway.
He's paying $35,000 for Shaq to come DJ his party.
With Kobe party Bryant, was.
Shaq's a DJ.
Probably not. Probably just as good as a rapper or actor he is. I mean.
If you just say that you are one. I'm a DJ.
He's constantly cracking like fucking the discs because his hand's too big and shit. Like,
he just like, goes, stop fitting Shaq songs. You're ruining the party.
Who is this? This is awful.
I thought it would be like one of the rich kids like from Instagram, you know, the rich kids on Instagram or something. But like, what youthful kid cares about Shaquille O'Neal anymore?
He's been retired for like 2 years at this point, and even before that, no one cared about the NBA.
Dude, he was retired like he's just, 10 years ago.
He's the guy in Adam Sandler movies now.
Who cares about Shaq Fu?
Shaq Fu's going to be sick.
Shaq Fu, the first one, was terrible. Why would you
absolutely
spend?
Terrible.
Because it's totally different. It's totally jokey and different.
It's not jokey. He's taking it super seriously.
Best game of 2014. I called it right now.
But I did hear though that they're making it into a beat 'em up and not a fighter anymore.
They are.
So at least that has a little bit more going
a
for it.
A genre change will probably help it. Yeah.
Yeah, because beat 'em ups like they're kind of boring even though we just got done playing one. What's but it? Like they're
so it's going to be like Street Rage-ish?
Probably.
We'll definitely do a Wreck Warfare with it.
We will totally do that. If you buy it, we will
do
it.
Buying. Oh, I am buying.
Then we are doing an episode of Recreational Warfare and we will advertise the living shit out of it.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Oh, and the next follow-up for a story we've already done that the 10 developers from EVE Online actually did their MMA fight.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. They got demolished. it wasn't even close, man.
Those UFC guys fucked them all
they
up.
They got destroyed.
Death count rising.
One by one, just destroyed.
You mean video game programming doesn't translate to UFC fight?
They got fucking wrecked.
Is there a video of it somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, it was streamed live But you can find the videos on YouTube.
Were any of them in shape?
Or in police?
Oh, dude, they were actually all decent shape, man.
You can't, actually, you can't find them.
I got a picture of them.
I actually got a report that you can't find them in...
they're like all right shape, right? They're like regular dudes.
Whatever. Dude, I heard that you actually can't watch it on YouTube because the police have confiscated it due to the crime that has committed.
No, but Gunnar Nelson ran through him like wet diarrhea.
Yeah, like, I imagine. Well, if you were like the second guy and you still happened to the first guy, I'd be like, hey, look, all kidding aside, I'm done. I'm
not I mean, it was good. I mean, it was a good idea. EVE Online is notoriously dude-centric. I think something like 90...
What was that?
High 90s is the percentage of men in that game compared to women.
I'd much rather, like, go play the fucking Miami Heat in a pickup game than fucking go fight Gunnar Nelson.
Well, yeah, you're not going to get fucked up. Like, you're going to go home.
Straight jump
you
over.
You go home, you might be a little butt hurt, but your butt's not actually going to hurt.
That'd be, you get disrespected, too, though. You'd be like, you'd be smelling nuts all day, just jumping over your head and shit. Like,
don't think Gunnar Nelson couldn't make you smell his nuts if he wanted. And the last one that I wanted to reiterate, we did a big movie special. What was that, last week?
Two weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago. We didn't do anything last week. I forgot the number one video game movie coming out. Adam Sandler has a new video game movie coming out.
What movie?
Well, it appears that the aliens have seen
the
vibes or whatever. There's actually a YouTube video he kind of stole and based it on.
Yeah, I saw this the original thing.
YouTube video?
Yeah.
Where it showed like the Space Invaders coming down and stuff. And it was
does
sick.
Anybody remember the episode of Futurama where all the Nintendo characters invade the planet?
Yeah.
That's the Adam Sandler's movie, but he's an old school 80s gamer and he's called in by the military to help out.
That sounds all right. I would watch.
Come on. I know you would.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. The only thing going through my mind right now is Rob Schneider.
Well, you know Rob Schneider's going to be in there as some crazy racist there.
him and the rest of the
Grandma's Boys,
the Happy Madison guys.
Do you think the rest of the Happy Madison guys are like, yo, Rob, it's really not that cool that you just fucking do this?
We didn't ask him to dress up Asian. He just showed up like this.
It's like, guys, I have to do it. I'm gonna be marrying you. I'm gonna be totally Asian. It's gonna be great. Like, no, Rob, it's racist.
All right, and the last tiny little story that I have until we get to the big beefier ones is that a new NES analog, a new NES system that uses the original guts from Nintendo came out, and you can use your old Nintendo games. I mean, I know I have a Retrocon 5, and it cost me $100, and I can play Genesis, Super Nintendo, and regular Nintendo.
But we're talking about just Nintendo, right?
Just Nintendo, but original guts.
But is this, like, sanctioned by Nintendo, or is it just a bunch of people...
No, it's not. But it's metal case, and here's the kicker. It is $500 to
buy. Original metal guts, the original guts of a Nintendo suck.
They didn't work. Why are you advertising that? I mean, like, all of our Nintendos broke.
But it's metal.
Does it come with a bunch of extra cartridges so your game could work?
No. So you could fold it on top.
Do you miss doing this?
No, but look at it. I mean, like, who the hell cares? Why would this company do this? That's what it looks like. It's just a little metal box.
I mean, there's a company out there now that makes them for $25.
You know, I have a little metal box that plays old Nintendo games. It's my fucking laptop.
Yeah. And I can pause it. I don't know. And I just saw that, and I didn't really even read into it. I was just like, this is fucking stupid.
That's just getting collectors, too.
Oh, yeah. Totally. All right. So the real one I wanted to talk about tonight, beefy story.
Is it E.T.?
It's not E.T.
Damn it.
I don't give a shit that they uncovered E.T. in the desert.
That was awesome.
No, it wasn't. Nobody cares.
Who cares about a bunch of plastic in the desert?
I think it's going to be a documentary.
That's the purpose.
So you'll be able to watch that.
Yeah, hope we'll probably on cartridges. Xbox TV maybe when that finally
my
comes
copy
out.
Will
it's going to be like when Rivera
money.
Opened up Al Capone's vault and they're like, well, where did we bury that shit?
There's nothing here.
All right. So, well, all right.
Stay
so
tuned
you,
for the latest
you guys want
news.
To talk about the Xbox, then whatever. We'll skip ahead. Yeah, that's going to be a documentary on Xbox TV.
What?
The E.T. thing.
Okay.
So Xbox TV has always sounded like it's going to suck. Am I right?
I never heard
they
of it.
They were in the news again today.
Yeah, the Street Soccer game. Remember we talked about this? There's going to be...
They're trying to do a Netflix thing.
Yeah, there's going to be like a documentary on street ballers, soccer players and stuff. There's going to be a live-action Halo.
No, rumor today came out that they're selling Halo to Showtime instead.
Oh, are they?
So they're losing their exclusivity.
I said that weird.
Okay. Well, last week they came out and said a bunch of games that they are going to make into TV shows, that they're looking into making TV shows, and it looked a lot better than that fucking soccer game.
Okay.
Halo is being turned into a cartoon, so maybe that's why they're selling the show.
Animated.
Fable.
Fable, I can see they're actually doing okay, but I mean, what the storyline would be.
Exactly, that's the whole thing.
That's what I wanted to ask you.
The whole point of Fable is how customizable your guy was and how you became the character. They're just going to throw any...
They should do Borderlands. That was pretty sweet.
That'd be a great one. But they are making it into a Telltale game, so they're doing a whole thing where you can...
Well, I mean, I just watched the TV show.
How do you guys think that they'll address Fable? I think it's going to be a little kid's cartoon.
I know he's not going to be evil.
It's going to be like the old Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
Yeah. He's not going to have horns at the Something end of that like thing that. Like you know, my character did.
Gears is getting a TV show.
Yeah.
Right? I think you got... It's hard to picture any of these as live action.
I don't care who they cast for Marcus Fenix as long as... what's his name? John DiMaggio fucking voices it.
Well, I was going to say, like, are they doing it like live action for Gears of War?
We don't know. That's what I want to ask you guys. Would you rather see it a live action, computer generated?
There aren't that many guys with that big of a body and that small
Big
of a
Papa
head.
Pump's got
that. I think that they would have to fake it. No, they would have
Steiner's
to...
coming back and playing Dom.
Steiner, bro.
Yeah, they would have to throw away the character models at that point. Just have regular dudes.
I think it'd be too expensive to do that live action.
Yeah?
Probably. That's a lot you of could always monsters
do it,
in there.
You could always do it crappy like Battlestar Galactic.
That giant dude...
But then don't do it.
The giant werewolf in True Blood, he could be one of those dudes. He's fucking gigantic.
Yeah, that guy.
I don't know.
Too lean.
Too lean?
Yeah, these guys got to have some... They're beefy guys.
Yeah, the actual guy who voices Coltrane could be Coltrane.
You need a bunch of dudes from the World's Strongest Man competition to play these guys.
The actual guy who voices Coltrane could just be Coltrane, though.
He is a big dude.
Yeah. He's that fucking office linebacker guy.
Yeah. He's a huge man.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rock could play Ty.
Why would he play the gayest character ever?
Because they're Samoan, dude. I'm typecasting.
Just throw him as Marcus Phoenix. Or Dom, he's ethnic.
Anyway.
An ethnic.
Age of Empires is getting a TV show.
Yeah.
You can see that.
That would be like a Game of Thrones.
I'd rather see, like, you know, StarCraft or Warcraft get a TV show before, like, Age of Empires.
Warcraft's getting a movie. StarCraft is getting the boot. Like, I haven't seen a StarCraft.
StarCraft movie would be awesome.
Well, I would pay to see that.
If anything involving StarCraft would happen, they'd announce it now. It'd be out in 10 years or so.
Yeah, it's Blizzard.
Forza? I don't care.
Boring.
Right.
Cars.
And State of Decay, which could be fun.
More zombies.
I mean...
That'll definitely be their live action, because it's cheap. You just film it in the woods, a couple zombies.
Just
maybe you can steal a couple from The Walking Dead. Yeah. Just, no, guys, come on. No, don't take the make.
I was going to say...
Through their dumpsters.
Right.
Just buy the episodes of Walking Dead and like put them all in like a certain color or something. There you go.
You sepia tone them. And
yeah, exactly.
I'm a huge
horror genre fan, but I mean, I don't want it to get watered down with like... One vampire show came out and then 100 came out. Same thing with, like, I want one zombie show coming out and then, like, 9 others following.
And State of Decay wasn't an excellent zombie story.
No, the story wasn't that good. I would figure that they'd mishmash the stories between
a couple
of heroes.
Left 4 Dead, the series, where you have characters or...
Yeah.
Dead Rising, I don't know.
Dead Rising.
There's better zombies.
Dead Rising would be a better one.
Better zombie games.
True.
All right. So, that's about it for the TV, but this is the story I originally, until Novus... sidetrack me. So apparently China is taking its Pokemon Stadium very, very seriously.
As the Chinese do.
Well, that's where Pokemon run free, you know?
They are making the world's first video game stadium, and it is being built as we speak.
That sounds awesome.
Dude, it sounds killer. It is going to be on Hengqin. I'm going to destroy these names. Hengqin Island, off the coast of Macau in China. Macau being China's Las Vegas.
Sounds like I'm moving.
It's about a half an hour away from Hong Kong. So that's really not that bad. I mean, I imagine all the flights are going to go into Hong Kong. It's part of an $18 billion Creative Culture City initiative.
We have no understanding of their geography.
It's flat, man. You don't get on a land war in China.
Not paying attention. I know Hong Kong is a place in China. I think it's on the water.
Okay. All right. That's why I said half an hour. I didn't say, due east. Like, I fucking know.
China's kind of like a rigid circle.
But listen, it's part of $18 billion Creative Culture Initiative for Hengqin Island, and it's going to be part of, it's going to be the heart of something they call the V-Zone, which sounds a little dirty,
yeah.
But it's not. I have to imagine it starts a video. So it's going to
get a lot of fucking mistaken people be like, I was here for the visa.
Yeah. No, you want to go back to Hong Kong.
Did you say $18
billion? $18 billion.
They do know this is a video game about little Pokemon, right?
No, well, it's not just, no, it's not really a Pokemon stadium. It's an MLG stadium.
MLG, okay.
It's the first MLG stadium. It's also going to, the V-Zone is also going to have an expo area for any developers to show up their goods, gaming retail stores, and gaming-themed restaurants and places to stay.
And the Kumite.
And the Kumite.
I would go see a Kumite.
I mean, it sounds pretty epic. I'm not going to go to China for that. But
I would go, I would hang out in Macau and then go over to...
only because it sounds cool.
Macau.
Macau!
In the V-Zone.
In the V-Zone. It sounds pretty awesome, but when you get there, it, I mean, like, that's a long way to go.
I need Method Man to say it. Macau!
Macau! I wish they would maybe open something up a little closer to home, like in Las Vegas or Reno.
Well, I guess they're going to see how it does. They normally have the MLG things at the Staples Center in
California.
So hopefully they do well, and hopefully it's I mean, right now the number of gamers in China just surpassed this year a number of people who live in the United States.
When you say there's arena, do you mean like in a sense where it's like a whole bunch of like a whole
it
bunch
can
of
hold
land up people, or is it going to be like one giant screen, you know, or like
no, well, it's
watching.
Not everybody playing against each other. It's not 1 versus 100. It's
no,
just
no, no
it's
what
like,
I mean is like is it like a bunch of like big screen TVs that
it
are
looks
all
a lot
up?
Like no, just the big screens up top. It looks a lot like Madison Square Garden, but I imagine it depends on which game. Like I watched the StarCraft finals
because in my mind they're using that Tupac 3D technology to play some fucking Pokemon.
Oh, dude, I need that.
Like that would be that. I would go there for some of that. Like if you had like some 3D Tupac technology and you were throwing around Pokemon and they were fighting each other, that'd be sweet.
That would be amazing. But I don't think they're doing that.
They have over there like this one band. I think it's like Vocaloid or something like that.
The gorillas?
That, like, they shoot images, that, like, 3D images of them, these characters dancing around as the... Because they don't actually show themselves singing. They have these characters.
The gorillas?
No, I think it's called Vocaloid. I'm
Vocaloid
sure
being Chinese for the gorillas?
It's
they're
not.
Fucking English.
But, like, it's England. So advanced. If they had that, like, as a Pokemon battle, I would never stop playing. Like, it'd be amazing.
You'd throw a little Pokeball.
You'd actually play. I mean, you could actually be a Pokemaster at that point. If you played hard enough, you could make it to the stadium.
You know, before they do that with Pokemon, though, they should actually make a game where you actually fight Pokemon, not like, you know, stadium and all the other
where
games.
Where you walk up and punch a Rattata in the face.
Where you're here and
you're
there.
Now.
Like, not one where you're just kind of standing in place and you never see any sort of action
well,
happen.
They did Pokemon Stadium.
No, because you see them, it pans to them, they do something, and suddenly the other guy is hurt.
Right.
You never see any sort
oh,
of interaction.
So you want kind of like an action game where like you have a certain roaming around.
They
and,
should actually do something like that first.
Yeah, I would feel that. I would play that. Yeah. You are the Pokemon and like
finish him.
Yeah, something like that. Something where you're actually doing the fights and stuff. You know?
I'm waiting for real life Pokemon when you had the first one with a stick and you just whack it and hopefully then throw a pole. I mean, you don't got a Pokemon yet. Just bow. I got a Rattata. Yeah.
Is that how you caught in the game?
No, that's how it'd be awesome, though. Oh. They always start you with one.
No, you caught him with a Pokeball, bro.
I played the stadium. That was my Pokemon.
I know you did. I know.
They were already caught. They caught them all, and they're at the stadium.
They were domesticated.
Yeah.
All right, so it's more MLG news. ESPN X game, skateboards, BMX bikes, and this year, Call of Duty.
All the athletes are there.
Uh-huh. It's going to be on ESPN. It's going to be in Austin, Texas. 8 teams, 5 of the MLG top pro teams, and 3 of the top 3 amateur teams from the recent Call of Duty Championship.
I just really MLG do stupid. Think that they should split that up because, like, any tail that these MLG guys were going to get is instantaneously taken away by the fucking dirt bike rider. The fucking
very considerate of you to worry about how much action they're going to get.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, they're the forefront of our field is these MLG guys, and if they're sitting there getting no tail because these skateboarder guys and these fucking...
It's going to be like that movie Grind.
Yeah. It's like, hey, what's up, baby? Fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, that didn't happen in the movie Grind, but fine. First round, it's going to be double elimination. Second round, it's going to be a single elimination. Most people are thinking, why? Why would you do this?
That was the first question that popped into my head.
Yeah? How well is it going to do? Another question.
It just seems out of place.
Not me. I think it's going to do well.
It's too novelty.
Yeah, you also think that Shaq Fu 2 is going to be good.
I think they're both going to do well. Say, I'm hoping to see Shaq Fu 2 in the X Games this year.
I think that Call of Duty like championship would do much better if it was separated into a video game, you know, venue, because I don't think a lot of those people are going to go there. They might check it out for like 20 minutes while they're catching like a
breather. Which is more than they would have done in the first place.
It's exactly what I'm saying, though. It's novelty. It's like this gimmicky thing that they're doing.
I think it's a good way to open it up, though, to other people. You're going to get some crossovers.
The game sold on millions and millions and millions of copies. It's not like people don't know the game.
Well, I mean, right. I think it will bring a different demographic in for everyone, because they'll check out the gaming
When Call of Duty's come out, the major portion of their commercials, the number one spot that they're played on is ESPN. No, ESPN.
Oh, ESPN?
Yeah. Video games. Well, Call of Duty. But also, quick to note, the MLG CEO, Sundance DiGiovanni, used to work for ESPN. He was a gaming expert on Cold Pizza.
No.
I don't think that was a song.
No, it's the SportsCenter highlight.
No, I know. All right. he was quoted as saying, the Call of Duty subject matter is very mature, and it's not something that will be for everyone. Blah, blah, blah. When these games are released, one of the main places they are advertised. Oh, is ESPN. That's how I figured that out.
I mean, hey, man, if it works, it works.
I knew I heard that somewhere.
It works, it works. I don't particularly think it's going to go over, like, fantastic. You'll get some people checking it out, but I think the people that are going there to see something, that's, like, the last thing that they're going there to see is the MLG Call of Duty guys.
I think it would push me over the edge. I think it amplifies it for me.
Yeah,
I think I would go.
I would check it out. I wouldn't go there for that.
I'll be very curious to see how it pans out.
Yeah. I'll watch it. Anyone else can check it out on ESPN?
No. It's actually going to be on ESPN?
On ESPN.
I don't like watching my friends play Call of Duty.
I would actually, I'm more likely to watch it on TV than I am to go there to see it.
There you go.
But yeah, I'll watch it on TV.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't realize it was televised.
Like, oh, yeah.
No, that's a good idea then. I'm sorry.
Victor, you watching it?
Probably.
No, but you going to check it out?
Nope.
Negative.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No.
What if the Wii's in it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's not going to be.
It's not. I know.
We tennis.
Max, I know.
Olympic
I know.
Sport.
Call of Duty is hot boring for you.
It's Super Bowl.
All right.
No, wait. What if they're like sitting there shit talking each other? That'd be great.
I don't care about for them. Really.
That would be better for me to watch.
I'm sure they will.
They're not. No.
I just
want
to see nerd
way.
Rage. Like
no
a
way
super nerd rage.
Well, it's going to be censored to hell, but...
There is zero
chance. Nah, man, live TV.
You watch some of these Call of Duty matches. I remember watching a bunch of them on
just
YouTube.
Just N-bombs and F-bombs being...
No, it's part of the game. It's mental warfare.
I hope so. I mean, I hope they do.
Look it up on YouTube. I looked at a bunch of them when we were doing one of the debates on Major League Gaming.
Yeah, no.
And you just see people, like, running over to the other table and smacking somebody and running back.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
On TV.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds great.
That sounds absolutely terrible.
That sounds like
it's people getting their face slapped off.
Yeah,
it's fun if it happens once out of nowhere when it's your entire community. You know, again,
being
the face of video games,
represented by that.
Yeah,
I agree with
they're
that.
They're not going to do it. Everyone's going to mind their P's and Q's.
I mean,
you really think someone's
going to
run over and slap somebody's face off?
Yes, I would.
First
not doubt
off,
it
is physically impossible to slap a face off.
You don't know what's on these people's hands.
No, man, not the literal face, but you could change the guy's face. So like he was smiling, and then blah, just like totally.
You can slap an expression.
One guy
off.
Shoots yeah. another guy, and he looks at him and says, "I want his face off."
Okay. All
right. If they added that, like instead of like the gun butt, mm-hmm. you spun the guy around and fucking slapped his face off in the game, you would never get me to play another game.
Like, right.
It would just be face slapping time. Well, I wouldn't carry around weapons.
Well, when they introduced that in Gears, when they introduced the extra kill in Gears, you know, that was.
Oh, like
the
execution?
Super, yeah.
No, but I want, to slap someone's face off. Like, if there was a Gears a weapon that was a huge glove,
mm-hmm.
he's running over to a locust. He's like,
and then just a little bit of Destiny news, tiny little ones, is the released this week. You're not going to be able to play multiplayer right away. You're going to have to get up to a certain level to play multiplayer.
I thought it was an RPG, but it's a like an open world.
They're trying to say that it's not an MMORPG, but it totally looks like an.
Sounds
MMO,
like
and it
one.
Plays
it
like
sounds
one.
Like
it's
one.
Supposed to be pretty epic. Like this is the first game. That
it cost
Bungie...
them $500 million.
Yeah, I just
to
read
produce.
That.
That's
quite.
That's a lot, man.
I mean, you got to be selling a lot of copies of that game to make.
Well, Bungie just hired an MLG pro. I forget her name.
But I mean, you
up,
have to be overly confident in your game to spend $500 million on it.
Otherwise, we're going to have a whole lot of, like, you know, new games to fill up their space.
Well, luckily, we cleared a hole in the desert, so.
Yeah.
documentary fodder.
20 years from now, you can make a new documentary.
Bonnie Burton. Bonnie Burton, one of the original MLG pros. Xena is her name.
I mean, I've seen a special on it. They're very confident with this game.
Yeah. I mean, Disney was very confident with the Lone Ranger as well, but...
I don't want them to feel though, like,
because they looked at it and said, I'm into this.
This is racially sound. That's right. What
that movie wasn't that bad.
I mean, Bungie's brought me a lot of good times over the years. I don't want them to be a one-trick pony with Halo. Like, this is the first game that they're basically doing that's not Halo.
Right. Right. No, I wish them well. I wish them well. It's just a $500 million price tag. That's big. I mean, come on, man.
I mean,
hopefully those are Mexican pesos.
I don't know. Yeah, 500 pesos.
Or 500 nothing, like in Double Dragon.
Yeah, 500 right. Nothing.
So we're going to move on to the test. We got two tests this week because Giant Shock came up with an epic one, and Max came up with an epic one. Two epic ones. So I couldn't choose between the two, so we're just going to do them both.
Yeah.
I hope everybody likes trivia. Here we go.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Only a test.
All right, you know what? Let me explain a little better. Max was going to do it this week. Giant has a Family Feud game that requires teams, and since we have all five here, and I never know when we're going to have all five here, that's why we're doing both. Anyway, let's kick this off, Max.
All right. So the test I came up with was the one that we talked about before my brief leave of absence, which is the dead character quiz.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep. Said I would do it. I did it.
Nice.
No hand raising, because I'm going to be reading it.
So the man means what he says.
You're going to call out to buzz in. So you're each going to say your name.
I'll pull out my list of dead characters.
Put your phone down.
So I just have to be like, Rise Like Phoenix.
You just say Rise. You just say Victor. You just say Shock. You just say Novus. Because I'm going to be reading this, so I'm not going to be looking for hands. Whatever I hear first.
We should probably invest in buzzers.
Yeah.
Everybody get your phones out, find apps.
Dude, you're just going to all buy the easy button. Just like, bang.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Who did it first, though?
So okay. Each game has two, each question has 2 points associated with it, 3 clues for each. 1 point if you can name the character, 1 point if you can name the game. And when you name the game, it has to be
specific.
You can't just say Call of Duty. You have to say Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. That okay. To get that second bonus point.
Soap McTavish. One of the answers is going to be soap.
Soap McTavish.
McTavish.
I said
no, what was the guy who died in the helicopter?
Soap McTavish.
Was that Ramirez?
John.
Spoilers.
Doe. John.
That's not a question.
Marston.
All right, and a little hint for all you guys. These are all from the last era of gaming, so the last generation.
Because that's the one where everyone died.
Didn't go crazy with it. There's no Aerith or Aerith.
Shock.
That
Dominic Santiago.
I lost.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ready?
All right. I got my buzzer. I have a buzzer because I have a soundboard. So.
Better not be my fucking sound.
So. Oh, dear.
I'm not. Sorry about it.
All right, first question. So I'm going to give the circumstances of each of these characters' deaths.
Oh, my.
After finally being reunited with his wife and son...
Novus.
What you got?
Oh. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know.
Rise Like Phoenix.
Go.
John Marston.
And
Red Dead Redemption.
2 points.
Come on.
That was my
I'm not playing.
That was ridiculous.
Okay. Question 2. After he or she encounters the Catalyst, this character is forced to sacrifice their life...
Oh, Rise Like Phoenix.
Go.
Yaris. Or, what's her name? It's also the Y that...
You're wrong. You're
damn
out.
Damn it.
By choosing to destroy...
Yaris, that tiny
control
car.
Or synthesize Novus. With... What you got?
Shepard from Mass Effect 3.
That's right. There you go.
I should have known you were doing a Mass Effect question.
All right. Question 3. This hero died holding off an entire
Shock.
Army...
Shock. Dominic Santiago, Gears of War 3?
Nope.
Oh!
Holding off an entire army of enemy forces before being overwhelmed, allowing his squad mates to recover...
Oh, Shock?
I don't...
You're already out.
Oh, yeah.
The valuable AI known as Cortana...
Rise Like Phoenix.
Damn it.
Okay.
The Chief. The Master Chief.
No.
Oh, wait, no, it was that fucking...
This one's a tricky one.
I hate you.
From Covenant Forces. Anybody?
I was going to say
Master. I know who it is.
Who do you think it is?
Is it the Arbiter?
Nah.
What?
No, this is Halo Reach, and it's Noble 6. No points.
Well, fuck that guy.
Halo Reach.
Decided to go with a tougher Halo one. All right, question 4. This...
God damn it.
I'm sorry. I hit the buzzer first. All right.
This villainous character goes as far as injecting the hero with his own poison blood before succumbing to the Titan formula.
Novus.
Right.
The Joker, Arkham City.
That's right.
Was that Arkham City?
City.
No.
Yeah.
The Titan formula was from...
But he
died in... City after he was blood poisoned.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I thought that he why would you like a sound effect?
For the record,
I'm not getting my own sound effects.
I'm right. Terrible at test.
All right. Question 5. After being overrun by enemies
shock.
In the city.
Shock. Damn it.
Dominic Santiago.
There he is.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the next few questions have the word overrun in them.
Question 6.
Dominic Santiago!
Question 6. After being overrun once again.
Shock!
All right. This double agent was killed underneath the Roman Colosseum.
Oh.
After being stabbed in the stomach with a hidden...
Rise Like Phoenix. It's in... can I just name the game?
You can name the game for 1 point.
Assassin's Creed.
You got to be more specific.
Well, Assassin's Creed.
Oh, shock! If you don't know it. Shock.
There's like 5 of them. Good luck.
The Pope. The Pope.
Assassin's Creed.
Shock.
The Pope.
Shock.
Oh, Assassin's Creed. I don't know. Brotherhood.
Shock.
Brotherhood.
It is Brotherhood.
Yeah.
You got a point.
There you go. You want to name the character?
Yeah.
Go for ahead. The steal. You could get the other point.
Borgia.
Borgia?
Rodrigo?
Nope.
No.
Character was. Well, does anybody else want to take a guess?
It was Inigo Montoya.
Character's name, Lucy Stillman. Kristen Bell's character.
I don't know.
Yeah, at the end, we have to jump on all the little fucking
Kristen
pylons.
Kristen Bell did a voiceover in that game?
Like, yep.
The right. Yeah. I'm thinking of the one we killed the boat.
That wasn't underneath the Roman Colosseum, was it?
It was underneath something. It was in the chamber.
That was
chamber of the Vatican, right?
No. That was underneath the place that they were sitting the whole time. Underneath his like.
It was underneath the Vatican.
It was the chamber of secrets. God.
Enemies of the air, beware!
I did a little homework on this. I know where these things went down.
Okay.
2 more questions.
All right.
Okay. 7. After rescuing his surrogate daughter from a twisted stranger,
Rise Like Phoenix. You don't know it.
I heard Brian first.
Rise Like Phoenix.
I heard Rise louder.
As soon as he gets it wrong.
Rise.
Giant?
No.
All right.
What are you?
The Last of Us?
Nope.
All right.
Booker DeWitt?
Nope. You both are out. And you're going to kick yourself. This character succumbs to the zombie bite on his arm. And the player must choose whether he turns or is shot by Clementine.
Novus. It's Lee from The Walking Dead.
Oh, come on, dude.
Okay,
the Telltale Walking Dead.
I'm going to count it.
I didn't play half these games.
Neither did I. I'm just lucky to know his name because the game's been mentioned everywhere.
All right, last question. This is a tough one. This character is finally encountered by the hero while in his office playing golf.
Novus Redemptor.
Damn. Rise Like Phoenix second.
I only encountered it's Andrew Ryan, Bioshock.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
And Novus wins in a runaway victory.
In your face!
Nice. Very nice.
You gotta get that little soundbite, you know.
Very it's nice.
8 to Rise's 3 to Shock's 2
to my
Victor's
0.
Goose egg.
Novus Redemptor.
It was worth it for that.
Oh, the only thing you need now after that is like a little giggle.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
that
very feminine. Nice.
All right, so that was fun. We're thanks, Max. I like that one.
I love that one.
Giant,
I know you did.
Giant is setting up for an epic family feud.
I love when Shock does this because we end up with game boards.
Oh man, I love it. We should videotape it.
I got a little arts and crafts thing going on in my house.
Right? I got some buttons for you. Free right, to play.
Yeah, I think the next time you have something like this, I will bring in the camera.
Yeah?
For the record, I'm letting you know now, I was called Cheat to Win one time, so just keep those answers hidden.
That was your Blood Bowl thing.
Yeah, I've also named multiple things about it.
All right.
I mean, if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough.
You're not cheating. You're trying to win. All right, so
we're just gonna pretend you didn't steal that from Eddie Guerrero.
No, he didn't used to say that.
He right. did.
No, he did not.
Cheat to win.
Cheat to win. Yeah, but
I know, he lies. He cheats. He steals.
He's the
official.
He's Latino heat.
Latino.
All right. So tell me when you want your intro. All
right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, hey, come on America. Down.
Guess what time it is? It's time to play a squad feud with your host, Giant Shock.
How you doing?
At 15 seconds, I legally have to pay them. So that was 15 seconds. But I do have the Earthworm Jim song that sounds a lot like it, so let's do it.
That's awesome.
All right, so basically, I'll just take the two halves of the room. Here we got Pete and Novus. I'm sorry, Max and Novus, and Rise and Victor Belmont. And basically, if anyone's seen Family Feud, it's the same exact rules.
You got hooked up with a shitty partner.
Okay, we're going to have Max and Rise come down to the feud first. So whoever shouts out their name first, we'll get the we'll get the first chance to answer, right? Okay, I went out into the gaming world and I asked 100 gamers, what were the top grossing games of all time?
Rise of Phoenix. Tetris.
Wrong.
Are these...
You are wrong. Tetris is the number one game.
These are polled answers, man.
No. Top grossing meaning made the most money, not sold the most copies.
Oh.
Grand Theft Auto. 5.
Ding, 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 ding.
We're going to play it?
All right. What was it? Novus Redemptor. What are the top grossing games of all time?
Oh, who's keeping score?
You don't need to yet.
Oh, we don't.
Don't need to.
Right.
Top grossing games of all time.
3, 2, 1.
GTA 5.
Yes, that's not.
That's already on the board.
That's why you wrote 4
GTA
there.
4.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Okay. That's 1X.
Call of Duty.
Which one?
Modern Warfare
2. Oh, come on.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the original?
He already started shaking his head at Modern Warfare. Yeah.
All right, now for this team for the steal.
We're going to steal it?
Well, we have to try.
What's up? What's up? Okay. What do we got? It's obviously a Call of Duty because he asked which one. Let's do.
I think Halo 2 is
up. I'm going to say Black Ops. Call of Duty Black Ops.
Nope. Oh!
Oh!
Damn! All right, you guys get that one?
All right.
Let's see what the number one answer was.
Number one answer being
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. Everyone has to say it as he pulls it.
Number three answer.
Number three. Mario Kart Wii.
Yeah. Number five answer.
Super Mario Brothers Wii.
And remember, these aren't factual. These are where I ask people on the street.
Okay.
All right. Who did you ask? People on the street are dumb.
Where'd the numbers come from then?
The people on the street.
Okay. People on the street don't know dick.
Well, you don't know dick about the streets.
Be that as it may.
Well, Novus does not know much about the streets. We'll tell you. All right. Since you guys did win, it's on you.
Now they go to the podium.
Oh, all right, Novus. It's been a while. Okay.
Novus!
All right.
Woo!
All right, guys. What are the best heroes in video games of all time?
Victor Belmont. Oh, my God. I forgot his name.
Say Rise Like Phoenix. Rise Like Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Yes!
I totally blanked. I meant to say the other
dude. How about Mario?
You really said me?
And you guys get the board again.
Good, we're better at stealing.
Alright. Yeah.
Alright.
I don't think you guys are getting 5.
Alright, Pete.
Alright.
Best heroes.
Link?
Top answer! Top answer! Alright. We're going back to Novus and Denver. We have Link on the board and Mario. What else can we? Who was another good hero?
Let's go with Commander Shepard.
He didn't eat. Well, that was a bad guess. All right, we're going to go move on back to Max Barracuda over here. Best heroes of all time. Let's look at the board.
Master Chief.
Nope.
Premature on that one.
Sorry,
man. Go Nintendo, man.
All right, Nova Redemptor. You got two strikes against you. We look at the board at Mario and Link. What are the top heroes in video games all time? You have 5 seconds.
I can't think of any.
Three. One. For the steal again.
What do you call it? Mega Man? Mega Man? Oh, I mean, Mega Man's probably up there, too.
Yeah, that's Mega Man.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right! What's
it? Number two.
The Chief. Is it Chief?
Solid Snake.
Solid Snake.
Oh, God.
I love him.
Nathan Drake. I swear I was going to say that.
Samus.
Samus Aran.
She's a heroine. I call bullshit. She's not a hero. She's
no,
a heroine.
I think when they say heroes, it's a lot like when
protagonist.
ICP says juggalos. It's just everyone.
All right.
I still call bullshit.
It. So now, it's me and Max again?
You and Max again.
All right.
All right, guys. Back up to the podium.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. The top villains all time.
Right, nice. Like Phoenix. Sephiroth.
We have Sephiroth, and they have the board.
Yeah, we're taking it.
All right, Victor. Best villains. Greatest villains of all time.
I just blanked.
No, 5 seconds. 3 seconds.
Guilty Spark.
I don't know what that is.
From Halo.
No.
It's the last guy in Halo. All right.
One strike.
Take your time and think of the next one while I do this.
All right, Dan, we have a Sephiroth. What are the best villains of all time?
You got one? Yeah, don't say it.
It's yours.
Oh, I know what it is. I already have
five.
One. Mm-hmm.
You have to say something.
All right. Count it down.
Three.
Ganon.
One.
Ganon. I was trying to give him time to think of one. If he blanks again, then I'll be like, what
Ding.
The... Right, okay. Of course. Oh, Ganondorf.
Whatever.
Even worse.
The Joker. How's that not one?
Video game villain?
Him.
Like... every Batman right. game? Like
try to think of another one while I take number two.
Alright. Dan, we have
Bowser.
Oh god. So bad at this.
Come on, baby.
Alright. Now we have the bottom two, 4 and 5 left. We have Gandalf, Bowser, and Sephiroth. We have Victor Belmont.
All I play is RPGs. This is really hard.
Okay. Alright. You have 5 seconds. 3 seconds. 1 second.
No, Victor!
All right, going back to the team of Novus and Barracuda. You have two remaining.
I think they're trying to read it.
I'm trying to think.
No way. You're trying to... All
right.
Well, I was going to say, because, you know, Samus is on here.
I was thinking more Dr. Wily.
Oh, God, I didn't even think of that one. Okay, we got 10 seconds on the board.
We want to do because Mega Man wasn't on here, so I figured it'd be
something. 5 seconds on the
Go
board.
With yours.
Mother Brain.
Ghost Man. Pete, you're gonna hurt you. Gonna hurt yourself. This one, Andrew Ryan.
Jesus, wasn't even that bad. I got.
Oh God, and it's
totally
Wesker.
Wesker is my next dude. Yeah.
We got two.
Wesker sucks balls.
I'm
Are
so
you kidding
glad
me?
That Dan is better at this game than I am.
I'm always terrified of Wesker.
I hate Phoenix. Wesker because he's so annoying.
All right, Victor and Denova's back up to the feud. Let's go.
Oh God.
Now what?
You're gonna win. Why we got partners.
Just yell it and then think about it.
Oh, this one I think is a little uneven for us.
Is it? Best multiplayer games?
I'm making an entire video series based on this topic.
Oh, so you think that you have an advantage.
Alright, guys. The top hardest games ever
Novus.
On NES.
On NES? Yes.
Oh, shit.
Start with Battletoads.
Right.
Well, that's the number one.
Of course.
Alright. You guys got the board. We got Battletoads up here.
Hardest games on NES. Ghostbusters. The game's unbeatable.
No. But it's harder games.
It's a hard game.
Novus.
Contra.
No.
Oh.
Contra was easy with the code, bro.
No, but if you're playing it regular rules, everyone
knows. Nobody played it without the code.
All right, Pete.
I'm
sorry, Max. Hardest games, NES. What do we got here? We got the bottom four.
I'm gonna go angry video game nerd.
Five.
The Silver Surfer game.
No, no way did he put that. Do we got the steal?
Yes.
Mike Tyson punch out. What?
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Come on, guys. Or, you got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That game was in home.
Oh, yeah. The Nintendo game? You
it's
never know, but he'd survive the dam.
Okay, but it's also a matter of like what the casual gamer would
I bet
play.
You I can beat the dam without losing a single character.
I definitely do.
The dam is simple. Once you hit the streets, it gets to be a maze. That's the hard part. And then getting to the Technodrome, that's
I was
the hard
so
part.
Good
Castlevania.
At that game.
Castlevania
has a ridiculous difficulty spike once you hit level 12.
Yeah.
Ghosts and Goblins.
Ghosts and Goblins.
That one's a tough one, but it's
is
more
it Dick Tracy because that game's actually unbeatable.
Possibly the most unsatisfying sequel of all time, Link 2.
I love that game.
Ooh.
Where did you get this list?
I asked 100 gamers on the street,
dude,
bud.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I'm making an actual web series based on the hardest games, and like a lot of these games are constantly on those lists.
I beat 4 of them.
I let you down on that.
You beat
one.
4 of them, but they're still difficult in some way, shape, or form.
I just never beat Battletoads because I never wanted to put the effort in.
All right, guys, and here's the last feud over here. We're gonna get Max and Rise back one last time.
Oh god!
All right, guys, for all the marbles, the worst games all time.
Max. Alien Colonial Marines.
No.
E.T.?
Of course.
Number one.
I feel stupid.
Do we want to take or do we want to pass?
I think we assume we're all taking them at this point.
No, you could. I forgot you could do that, I guess. Like, at this point. Actually, you know what? Just take it because at this point.
It's Superman N64.
Fine.
There we go.
Woo!
This game is terrible.
There we go. We got Danny.
Worst games of all time.
100 gamers out on the street.
100 gamers out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to
say... These are the games they say. We have 5 seconds.
Right.
3 seconds. 1 second. You're done.
Your mama.
All right. Back to
I want to say Shaq Fu so bad.
Don't you dare, man.
Victor Belmont.
Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu?
Yeah.
Shaq Fu doesn't count.
There's a lot of bad games out there.
Oh, God. It was so
bad.
You got to
remember, this is 100 people asked out on the street.
Yo, dude. 90% Shaq Fu. Worst game of all...
Worst games all time.
Of all time.
Yes. You have 5 seconds.
Call of Juarez was terrible.
No, you were wrong. He was no, you are right, yeah, but you are
wrong. You have any ideas?
All right, for the steal and the game, both of you have two, right?
I'm going to make a random guess then.
This is for the game, guys, so...
Not really, but I don't know if it would be a peer on this list, though. That's a problem.
E.T., Superman 64, what else would go on there?
Dude, terrible.
I have one idea.
You guys have 10 seconds.
What's your thought?
It's an Atari game.
Try to get it
5 seconds.
Do it.
No.
Custer's Revenge.
And Dan and Victor win. Friday the 13th.
And Victor.
And yes.
That wasn't that bad of a game.
Friday the 13th. I swear to God, I almost said that, but I figured that was hardest game.
Mario Guess who's missing? Mario.
Oh, God, Mario was.
Bad game.
Yeah, I wish
and
it was.
The final one, Street Fighter, the Sega CD, the movie game.
Okay. Street Fighter.
That
Did you
really...
make this list?
100
people on the street.
100 random people on the street, bro.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Custer's Revenge tops the list.
I'm getting this framed.
Yeah, but that's Custer's Revenge is a very niche game. I probably wouldn't even thought of that.
You can't argue on the few. There's 100 people out random.
Yeah, dude.
I asked out in the street.
Would you ask a bunch of MLG gamers? Fuck that.
Oh, a little sourpuss over here.
You won a game.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's a good day.
All right.
I mean, the only person that didn't win.
Ooh. Is?
Actually, you didn't.
Me and Pete did the quizzes.
Yeah, I mean, me and Pete did the quizzes, so. Right. Pete didn't win. That's it.
Right.
Oh, well, he didn't win as much as I didn't win. Like.
Right, no. Well, they were quizmasters. We got two bites of the apple.
You can beat some of these games, right?
I mean,
I'm going to borrow you. Thank you.
You're going to borrow you?
Yeah, he wants to do Wreck War. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to... Yeah, we're gonna take a quick break and we're gonna check out the Call of Duty commercial. Yeah,
we're back.
We're back. All right, we're back. Everybody saw the Call of Duty. I was already familiar with the new Call of Duty Advanced Warfare video, so was Shock, so was Victor, but Novus and Max, first time thoughts.
It's a pretty badass sequel to House of Cards.
Yeah? What are you thinking?
It looks pretty cool, but, you know, it's...
You're not going to play it?
I end up playing most of the Call of Duties regardless, just because... And okay. Again, I'll likely have some sort of enjoyment in the story and everything.
Oh, this is the first one that I'm really excited about, the campaign mode.
Usually the story's a throwaway for me, but
this one looks cool, man. This one looks sick.
I just wish that Kevin Spacey would just be in a lot of video games. He's awesome.
He's pretty good.
I'm wondering what his connection is, because on that show, he's always playing Call of Duty. Like, they're...
Oh, okay. Yeah, he is. I forget. Like, on House of Cards, he's always playing Call of Duty.
That's how he relaxes, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I hate when he does it because he's not really playing.
He does that, like, TV video game playing where he's just mashing every button and jostling.
Pointing his hands at the screen. I hate that shit.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun, man. I mean, that campaign looks sick.
What I do like, though, like again, what he's saying, when you guys were saying, is that the story seems a little bit better now just because they have him. You
know, yeah.
It gives you a better idea. It's the good that they're getting a well-known Hollywood actor to play this part, and hopefully they're adding more depth to the story. Because, like, again, you know, Black Ops 2 was kind of lacking.
Yeah.
And you know, they need a little bit more emphasis on the story.
I think that to play these story modes that they might put some time in, but basically everyone's buying for the multiplayer.
Yeah.
You need to get, like, a main event person. Like, get, like, a Harrison Ford in there next year to play, like, you know.
They're not going to be able to go back to no names anymore, I don't think.
I mean,
it depends.
But I mean, true actors doing acting in the games gives it real depth to the characters. I mean, also, it would make a much, much better story.
Also, I want to note that it is Advanced Warfare. There were
mini mechs and stuff.
Little Ghost in a Shell type tanks. It looked like some guy had these Spider-Man gloves on.
Looks like a floating motorcycle.
This is the Black Ops team, right?
No. Yes. No, it's the other one.
Modern Warfare.
Because didn't last year they put out one, wasn't Ghosts?
Black Ops was last year, so this year...
No. Last year wasn't Black Ops. That was Ghost.
Ghost
was Black Ops. Black Ops
was Black Ops, Black Ops 2, World at War, and
Ghosts.
Wait, yeah. But Black Ops, that wasn't Ghost, though. Ghost was the other team.
But I'm just... Sledgehammer or Infinity Ward, used to be Infinity Ward, and Treyarch would switch off between games. So
every other year.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So this year, I think, is the
Infinity Ward slash...
Whatever, the
Sledgehammer.
The Treyarch team.
No, last year, Ghost was Treyarch.
Yeah.
Whoever does Black Ops...
Wait,
then they did Ghost.
It went Black Ops 2 and then Ghost. Those were the last two.
Yeah, that's
two.
What I'm saying. They did two in a row then.
They did two in a row then. But from
well, also,
3-2...
The Infinity Ward shakeup and everything.
Yeah, probably was just the split between... and it looks like... Now, here was a question I had. There's a lot of Titanfall-iness, if that's a word... It is now. So do you guys think Respawn took it, the idea, and pumped it out first? Or do you think the Call of Duty looked over the fence and was just like, oh, Respawn did that, let's do it?
I think Respawn is probably going to... Their game is going to come out later, but Xbox One was like, we need a game. Just forget about their story mode and just pump out the multiplayer right now.
I think if you were doing Advanced Warfare at one point, you knew it was going to be mechs. It's just... It's time it progresses to mechs eventually.
More and more in the future.
And a lot of the stuff that you did show in there has been seen in a Call of Duty already. Black Ops 2 had a lot of the drones, had a lot of the wall jumping shit.
Yeah.
So it's basically just kind of making that even further.
But like the super jumps, obviously, from mechanized legs or some sort of...
I really think, though, that they're putting Kevin Spacey in there because Ghost, I mean, it may have sold well, I'm not positive, but I feel it was a real like blip on the radar. It was
people,
nothing.
Here people were getting a little burnout.
Yeah, here's the thing. Ghost sold well under the understanding that everybody bought it and everyone was kind of, I don't want to say disappointed, but it's definitely understood that they got to do it. Like, they got to revamp the series at this point. When everybody bought Ghosts, nobody was that impressed.
Well, we have our insider over here, Victor. How many Ghosts did you have on the shelves?
Ghost sold really well. It did. It was
I'm saying, like, coming back.
Oh, the trading on Call of Duty is horrendous. We must have had 40, 50 copies on the wall at one point.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, because usually these games are like, you know, these are your first-person shooter all year, and I think that their lifespans are getting cut short just from the fact that there's not that much difference between the last year's version.
Well, I think Ghost was really a letdown. They started popping the brakes, you know, where somebody isn't just going to blindly buy that Call of Duty anymore.
The only reason why I think maybe Ghost sold so well, that was the main video game everyone bought with the new systems, really.
Yeah, and it came out with the new systems, which was definitely a bomb.
And also, the version that I have, you bought the 360 version, and you got a digital code for $10 more for the Xbox One. So you got basically two of the same game in one package.
Yeah. I remember that. They were doing that. I heard they were going to do it with Grand Theft Auto, and then Grand Theft Auto never came to the new series.
But also, just systems. One quick thing about with Kevin Spacey. Again, having somebody who's, you know, a famous actor kind of draws you more into the character. Even if it was somebody else doing it, I don't think you'd really care as much. Which is why I like World at War, because you have Kiefer Sutherland and Gary Oldman playing characters in that, and it's like that kind of sucked me in. Mm-hmm. Even though the story is it's World War II, you've seen it a million times. Just hearing like a familiar voice is like, oh, that's cool. I like that.
Okay, well, there's also a new rumor. Not to get off topic, I still want to talk about this, but new rumor is that they're going to go back to World War I, which I haven't seen.
That's okay, because it's definitely not covered as much as
at all.
World
really,
War II.
Just
and it gets covered here and there, but I mean,
what game have you ever played that's been World War I?
I'm sure I could think of one if I go looking for it.
Was it 19?
Not that I can think of, man. Saving, you know, giving it to the Kaiser? Nah.
No, it was always World War II, and then, like, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 had a zombie war that was World War I. That was like, the only time it's ever been
World
in the trenches.
World War I, and hopefully when they go back, they start off with, like, the old rifles, because there was a lot of clamoring on the boards online saying that, you know, now you got to use these old shitty guns. The guns are starting to blend together in these games anyway, like, all the automatic weapons.
There's so much shit flying at you in the Call of Duty that, like, sometimes I don't even know what the fuck I'm getting killed by.
Yeah, but
like,
remember Call of Duty 2, the original with World War... I mean, the guns were very different. Like, I knew what I got killed with.
Oh, yeah, the stupid banana clip gun or the one shot.
The Grand was the one shot. That was my gun.
Well, I enjoyed those games more for the simple fact that it was, like, not as much craziness going on. It's like, it was more like...
It was a little slower pace.
Yeah. I don't need, like, you know, 30 people on the screen at once fucking with, you know, automatic rifles going all over the place and, like, you know, there's drones coming in everywhere. I mean, it's cool.
It was
for
like
a
stroll in the park, man. I remember walking the streets waiting for somebody.
I have a list here of World War I games. Mm-hmm. The only one I've ever heard of was Darkest of Days, and that game sucked shit.
Well, that's not saying that World War I...
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, a lot of these games I've never heard of, and it's like, it's a kind of a untapped resource as far as, you know, wartime storytelling video games.
Well, when Black Ops said that they were doing Vietnam, that's kind of what sucked me in. I was like, oh, cool, a different era.
But they only covered it for a little while in
just
Black
the one.
Ops.
Oh, yeah, just the one.
Yeah, but apparently they're supposed to make a whole game about it before they made Advanced Warfare.
Oh, I know. I know. But still, I as soon as I saw the cover and all that, I was kind of sucked in. So the World War I, I think I'd be more excited for World War I than Advanced, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, we've already been through the Advanced. At this point, just make it a sci-fi game.
It is very sci-fi-ish already. It's
so
like
much.
iRobot, like, or, you know, the near future thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody sees that Tom Cruise shit fest, whatever.
At this point,
it was.
Don't make me a guy. Make me a robot or something like that. Like, make me like
a drone.
I don't know. No, not a drone. Like, I guess a drone, but like a robot where I have like robot abilities where I could like maybe super run fast or like fly around.
Well, I mean, I think that's what they're doing in this game. I think that they're giving you armor or cyborg shit or whatever.
The baseball simulator game Call of Duty. Like back when you're like a robot and you got a wheel and you could go super fast.
Like, he wants to be like Gizmo Duck.
I would like that if they had DLC and you could be the Iron Giant and have Vin Diesel reprise his voice.
Yeah. Or Gizmo Duck.
Or Gizmo Duck.
I would go Gizmo Duck more than...
DLC is plentiful.
All right, so are you guys excited about it?
Yeah, I'm actually going to... Well, if I do pick it up, I'm going to definitely pick it up because of the story.
I'm going to pre-order in full, which is something that I've been getting burned on.
What do you get with the pre-order?
I don't care.
It's not out until November.
You can just Amazon that bitch.
Get a whole lot of disappointment.
Why? Anyone else excited about it?
I got to get through Ghost first. I haven't even played it yet.
I'm going to see it first. I've been burned in the last Call of Duty.
The pre-ordering stuff I don't think is necessary at this point unless you're getting something cool. Like the guys at GameStop want me to pre-order the show 14.
What if Kevin Spacey DJs your party?
Then, yeah, I'm pre-ordering the game. Awesome. Like,
the reason
course.
They push... The reason they push pre-orders is so they don't have much to order. That's all. That's the only reason they push it so heavily.
Well, right. The guy with them, say the guy at GameStop, was like, "Oh, you gotta get. You're not gonna be able to get the show 14 if you don't pre-order." I'm like, oh, "I'm all right." I go the day after it comes out, and the guy's like a whole shelf full of them. I was like, oh, "Bro, you're lucky. I got these in this morning." I was like, "You got another shipment of them this morning?" Hey, whatever, dude.
All right, man. So I think we had a pretty epic show.
Epic.
I enjoyed the trivia. I know at least 100 gamers who are going to listen.
You know? They're random. They might not know.
Oh, no? You didn't tell them, dude? You didn't tell them what it was for?
Well, I said it
was kind of creepy.
Yo, what's your worst game ever?
Link 2 is terrible. All
right. So anyone got anything else to say? A little shoot in the breeze? Nothing to talk about?
Got a Batman thing if you want.
Yeah, hell yeah, I want a Batman thing. It's not cold, dead hard, is it? Because that...
No, did you hear about Assault on Arkham?
No.
You know, DC does the awesome... It's not a real video game story, but it's related to video games.
Okay.
They're doing an animated movie based in the Arkham City universe.
And
it's going to be a prequel to Arkham Asylum.
Did they just come out with a Batman movie, like Son of Batman?
Which wasn't very good.
Son of Batman.
I think it's just like just came out with that, though. So
yeah, so when they do, they announce it, and then they release it, announce the next one, and so on.
Okay. We are officially shooting the breeze, by the way.
Thank you. Is that based on any of the graphic novels that were released around it?
I don't know, actually.
Because I know the second one, right around the time that was released, they were they had a Paul Dini written bridge between Asylum and City.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that exists.
I saw this big billboard.
I'm not sure they did the same thing.
I just saw the art and stuff. It looks awesome.
Speaking of Batman, I saw this big billboard where I work where it's Batman Eternal's new comic book series that they're basically going to the deepest, darkest reaches of Gotham City. I was like... Isn't Batman already...
It gets darker?
Yeah, like...
You see the trailer for the new show?
There's a new show? Gotham. Isn't it where he's like...
Yeah, it is.
It's like Smallville, but for Bruce Wayne.
It's about Bruce Wayne.
Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
And
you get to see young supervillains become supervillains.
I heard a rumor they're bringing back Batman Beyond.
They brought it... They did a short for the 75th anniversary of Batman. Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun. It was cool. It's Batman versus Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I mean, Batman Beyond's got to win, right? He's got the better technology.
It turns out that...
Well, he was the good guy. Yeah.
It's cool. I don't want to spoil it. It's like a two-minute thing, but it's really cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I saw it. Cold Dead Heart, by the way, the Mr. Freeze thing.
Yeah.
They, like, pretty much, like, verbatim ripped off the animated series episode of Mr. Freeze, where, you know, he's a dick, and then you feel bad for him, well, that's and the only you time help him out in the end.
That's the only time. I rip off that constantly. That's the only time he's ever cool.
Right.
That's the DLC for the new...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The DLC that the Wii U did not get.
Well, yeah.
Of course it didn't.
Probably couldn't handle it.
The way Joel Schumacher made Mr. Freeze, he was like a fucking pun...
The Wii...
Whoa. Spit that nipples.
The Wii U got the Arnold Schwarzenegger version.
Everybody? Ice to see you. Freeze!
It's like, you know what? Kill the dinosaurs. Like the ice, like ice age.
Yeah.
Like technically, it was a fucking asteroid, wasn't it?
You're an inaccurate scientist.
There's puns in that movie that you're like, that doesn't even make sense.
And then
freeze in hell, bird boy. What?
He fucking I love when Batman, like, he jumps and fucking slides down the fucking the dinosaur like Fred Flintstone, and he fucking comes right in. You're like,
I like the obviously. Wavering rubber icicles all around.
Bat skates? Anybody?
Yeah. We got our official bat skates costume.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing about the DLC content that I didn't like. It came with the
bat skates?
No, like the ice proof, you know, Batman outfit. You get a new... No, you get like a new heat thing. Instead of your shock mitts, it's the heat mitts. But it's really not that much different. And I always hated the whole, I have a suit for every villain I fight thing. I hate that.
I know what I always like hate about Batman is that, like, yo, get your shit together more, bro. Like, how can you always be surprised by these villains? Like,
right.
You're supposed to be all up on Gotham City shit.
Right.
And what do you stop fucking hitting up these petty muggers? Like, why don't you go after these fucking for real bad boys before they get started?
What I always hated about it was, like I said, that, like, his special uniform for fighting Mr. Freeze, come on, man. That's silly. And B, Mr. Freeze should just have something else. Like, wouldn't it be... If you've been defeated, like, 10 times, and you're Mr. Freeze, grab yourself a heat gun. He's not going to see it coming. You know, shoot him, blast him with that heat gun. He's like, holy shit, not only am I wearing my heated bat suit because I didn't see that coming, now it's like 300 degrees.
Why doesn't anyone just carry around like a fucking, like a shotgun? Like, I would definitely get Batman, right?
Well, also, Mr. Freeze is in an outfit. I don't know why he makes it susceptible to the elements on the outside. He should just still be cold in there, right? Even if it gets hot around my freezer at home, my popsicle is still safe.
Are you
cold.
Trying to find like
logical
some real logic Freeze. About Freeze? He's a fucking asshole.
Look, the science is true. He fell in some Freezy stuff, and it made him cold.
He didn't. Did he fall in some Freezy stuff?
Freezy
like,
stuff.
The Joker fell into a vat of whoopee cushions, and he became the Joker.
Whoopee cushions and chattering teeth.
There was a lot of falling into shit in Batman, wasn't there?
The Riddler fell into some fucking riddles. And
Right into a school-ass book.
Penguin slipped
into a Mad Libs factory. Right.
Also, speaking of things falling in Batman, he kills a guy in the first movie. He throws him down the tower.
Yeah, he does.
He kills Joker.
No, he doesn't kill Joker. Joker does it himself, but there's a part where he's making his way up the tower. He fights
the head. He literally throws a guy down the tower.
And throws him down the tower. It's like a 200-foot fall.
Yeah, that guy died.
But if you're Batman, whatever. The first guy you
that was ad-lib, by the way. Michael Keaton actually killed that guy.
Well, first of all, Michael Keaton as Batman is like
Mr. Mom is badass,
ugly dude.
That was a fight between Kevin Smith and Tim Burton, right?
No, that was Superman.
No.
What do you say?
When Kevin Smith pointed out that one of Tim Burton's movies looked a lot like one of his comic books.
No, that was Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, Planet of the Apes, and then Tim Burton said, hey, if anyone who knows me knows I would never read a comic book, to which Kevin Smith replied, oh, that explains Batman.
Fucking.
To which Tim said, I got pwned. Like, basically, he didn't say
it. I wasn't the hugest fan of those like first couple of movies. Like, I actually like
anything beyond the last three movies sucked.
No, I like the one with Jim Carrey just because he was at the height of his shit at that point, and he made that movie funny.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Hold up.
Nah, dude.
I've seen that
It
recently.
Makes no sense when you go
no
back.
Way,
Batman
man.
Doesn't make fucking sense. Like, no I can make way, sense man. Out of Batman.
The new ones rock.
No, I mean,
he's
like,
a billionaire. He'd be like, parents are dead.
You got Jim Carrey, and he's Edward Nygma, and he's like this wormy little scientist, and then Bruce Wayne pisses him off, and then he's mega scientist who has a mysterious floating island made into a question mark.
Right.
Exactly.
Sucking all the brainwaves of the people of Gotham, and nobody notices
also,
these giant green brainwaves.
Also, he didn't change his name to Enigma after? Yeah. Like, that. I hate that.
I was going to say, your
that's
your,
his for real
the
name.
First half of your explanation kind of started sounding like Iron Man 3 for a second.
And from what I hear, Spider-Man 2.
Oof. Well... All right,
I got a problem with those.
I think that's about it. We're really just talking about Batman at this. We could do this off air. So, all right. So,
can we do this off air?
Yeah. Thanks for playing, everyone.
Just play my sound.